Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting the details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning! Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, and I don't even have to say this. I don't have to say happy Monday, Telly, because it's Tuesday. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning. It is Tuesday. Man.
Don't it feel good.
Extra day. Oh, man. You see why you come in and you feel real good after an extra day off, man.
Because, Telly, look, you know, usually on Mondays I'm like, yeah, what up? We in here, y'all. What y'all talking about? Good morning.
Hey. It reminds me of Ricky. I know you're about to say good morning to Ricky. It reminds me of when Ricky got back from vacation. He's like, man, I feel great. I'm like, I'm sure you do.
Right. How come y'all not hype like me? It's called sleep deprivation. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, gang. How y'all feeling this morning? Y'all seem like y'all got some sleep and some rest this weekend.
Man. So, man. Telly and I, yesterday we affirmed that being able to sleep in on a Monday, I think it should be a law. Truth Nation, what do y'all think? I think they should make a law that the work week begins on Tuesday. How about that? Can we call the U.S. Department of Labor and get that going?
Or at least bi-monthly or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got to do it all the time, but
Telly, you got to start big. You can't. You're starting at bi-monthly. No, we got to start big. See, then we can meet them halfway. We got to start like every Monday. Every Monday. What? This would be, man, legit be the most energetic morning show on planet Earth if we got every Monday off. I got to keep it real. What time did you wake up yesterday?
Oh, man. I was on Eastern time, so it was about 8:30, so 7:30 Central time, yeah.
I think our bodies naturally wake up early just because, you know, they're programmed. Yeah. You be mad,
man, that's
too.
Sleeping in. No, that's sleeping in compared to 5:30. Man, two extra hours? DT, come on.
Dude,
I wasn't mad that I got up that early.
No, you're right. I was so mad at my body, though, because my body was trying to do the same thing. Like, what was that? Saturday morning and Sunday morning, my body tried to wake up around 7 a.m. And I was on East Coast time for the past 2 weeks as well. And I was like, me and my body had to have a one-on-one. I was like, you need to recognize it's a holiday weekend. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I think our body just naturally wakes up on its own in the morning time because we the first show on the air.
Yep.
So we just naturally just wakes up.
Just naturally wake up. What time did you wake up? Was it, yesterday. What time did you wake up, Ricky?
I woke up around 8 o'clock yesterday.
Didn't it feel good?
Oh, yeah. I wish I could have slept in a little bit longer, but, you know, when you have a kid that daddy, yeah, it ain't gonna happen.
Oh, y'all don't have those, y'all have those rules? Because I remember I used to have a whole speech the day before. I'd be like, all right, line up, family meeting. You sit down over there and you sit down over there. Now, what are your names again? No, I'm just playing. Thing one and thing two.
DT act like you had like seven kids. You had two kids. You talking about line up.
Yeah, my auntie had raised four boys, including me, and she used to be like, yeah, don't wake me up. Whatever y'all want, go get it.
Wait a minute, I still die and tell you what you say. See, I can see you, Uncle Telly, being in a room talking about Denise. There's two of them. Like, where they line it up. You heard what I said.
Like, do they have to line up?
Attention! What's your names again? Yeah, you. You sit down. Yeah. Let me get this straight right now, okay? And go look, ain't nobody hungry tomorrow when you wake up.
Hey, you just brought back a vivid memory. Ooh. When you said, what's y'all names again? So my mom, like, you know, Ricky, with you, it was four boys, one girl, and I'm the youngest.
Ooh, I know she never remembered your name.
Never. I got called all my brothers' names before me. And then I'd be like, Mom, it's Telly. And then she'll be like, damn. Well, you know what I mean. I had too many doggone kids. But she ain't say doggone.
Oh, my God. Your nickname? What was the movie Life? What was the brother's name? Can't Get Right? Your nickname would have been like, I'd have been like, hey, you know your name. Yeah, you. You know your name. That'd have been your nickname. You know your name.
She'll be like, man, Kevin. I'd be like, Mom, it's Telly.
Did you correct her?
No, a couple times I would be like, Ma, you can't remember my name?
Ooh.
And then that's when she'll hit me. She'll be like, yeah. She was like, boy, you know who I'm talking to. I had too many doggone kids.
I was going to say, you live to tell the story, cutting your mama off, talking about my name is Telly. Your name is, you know your name. You know
my
your
name is
you.
Telly, Mama Telly.
Your name is like, thing one
you
and thing
named
two.
Me.
That's why I named all
you
my kids.
You named me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Y'all, really quick side story. I cannot stand my dad sometimes. So when I told my dad that I was pregnant with Darren, he said, we got all these D's. We got Denise. We got Dominique. Now we got Darren. How about, damn it, don't have another one. How about that for a D? Damn. Can't stand my dad.
That's funny.
Damn it, don't have another one. But speaking
like,
of,
you want to stick with the D's, huh?
Right. He's like, since you want to be in the D league, then damn it, don't have another one. Good morning, Truth Nation. That's we have funny. A pretty. We're kicking this off pretty on a strong way. Can DJ Ricky? Can we announce this? Who's our guest this morning?
Yes, we can. Go
okay.
Ahead.
So Telly, you ready to announce to Truth Nation? I want to get the reception of. How people are feeling on a Tuesday morning, first day back, 7:30 a.m. Central Time.
Yeah, this one gonna come out of left field. This one, I don't think people are going to be expecting this one.
Well, it is September, and we are officially less than 60 days from voting for who will be the next or the 47th president of the United States of America. This morning at 7:30, we will be joined by former President Donald Trump's son, third child, I believe, yes, third child, Eric Trump. Now, if you recall Truth Nation, Eric Trump first joined 101.7 The Truth during the Republican National Convention. And he will be back this morning. If I'm telling you right now, Truth Nation, let Telly and I know what you want us to ask. We could definitely consider that. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to be like, Eric Trump, So if that's what y'all waiting for, anticipating, that's not how I'm treating. I don't care who it is. If you're a guest on this show, you're getting treated with respect, period. So I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah. And now I want to let's put out another disclaimer.
Please.
Okay, Eric Trump is not running for president. His dad is. Let's put that out there.
Put it out
so
there, brother.
If you're going to ask us, well, ask him about policies. I'm not sure he's that versed and he's going to give you the answer that you're looking for. So again, this is the son of Donald Trump. Eric Trump. Eric Trump is not running for president. Just want to put that disclaimer out there.
Thank you, Telly. could not have said it better, because we just have to, sometimes, you know, in relationships, because Truth Nation, we love you. All Telly and I are merely doing is level setting the expectations of the conversation this morning. Right. We definitely want you to stay locked in. Again, 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 local time. We will be joined by 45th President of the United States, son Eric Trump, as we discuss, hey, what's been going on since the RNC? And we will be asking questions specific to our community. Now, that I can assure you we will do. But if y'all looking for me to, you know, start rolling my neck and snapping my fingers and, hey! I'm not treating my guests like that on the show. I don't care who it is. All right. So before we get into the interview at 7:30 a.m. with former President Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump, today, Telly, on the way to the studio, it threw me off because, you know, I'm far removed from the school year, academic schedule, etc. I saw kids standing outside with backpacks looking like $2.8 trillion. Shout out to all the kids today. Y'all look amazing. Shoot.
Yeah, y'all mamas put all that Vaseline on y'all face. Y'all shining like new nickels out there.
I used to hate that. Oh, I think Vaseline is so
Why do you need Vaseline on your face? Obviously, I missed that part of as part of my upbringing. Why do you need Vaseline on your face?
Well, for some of us, DT, Vaseline was AKA lotion.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that Vaseline for your elbows.
Okay, it just hit me. I was
your
like,
face.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm not trying to be funny. No judgment, Telly. Please don't judge me when I ask this question. Then why not just use lotion? Why use Vaseline?
Because boys you didn't put on scented lotion. You know, you wasn't trying to do that. I mean, for females, y'all had a bunch of scented lotions and stuff like that where it's appropriate to smell that way. I mean, you're not a freshman at high school trying to smell like baby lotion when you go into school.
And not only that, but lotion back then wasn't as thick. Like Vaseline.
No.
Vaseline,
yeah, it was like water. Like,
they're
like, ooh, that's cocoa butter.
Potency,
like, that's white water.
Ricky said the potency of lotion.
It was
back in the day.
Now lotion these days they actually work, but back in the day, nah, that's why lotion wasn't hidden.
You know, actually, just for my informational purposes, black folks this morning that are tuning in, please help your girl DT. What kind of lotion are y'all rocking with these days? Because I know when I go to Target, there's so many, but you know, black people, we can't just wear everybody's lotion. I know we got to take a break. So Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. And make sure when you do, you hit that subscribe button so you can get that. And the notification bell so you never miss a moment of today's live show. What lotion are we using for the academic school year? I'm just curious. Like, what's some good, kill that ash crust, all that stuff? What? Because I'm just curious. And there's also Vaseline that I use, but I use like the coconut or cocoa butter lotion. So I'm curious. All right, y'all. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to give a big shout out to all the MPS students that are returning today, their first day of school, and what they can expect, as well as you as a parent or a community member can expect, and how we're going to support the tens of thousands of students that are going to be attending MPS schools this academic year. Stay locked in. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Thank you so much, Truth Nation, for joining. We hope you had a wonderful, relaxing, peaceful, extended holiday weekend. The good news is that it's already Tuesday. That's right. There's no Mondays this week.
That's right.
Got a lot going on already. on our Truth Talking text line, which again is 833-212-1017. And yes, we are live. Somebody asked, are we live? Kiana says, good morning, y'all live on YouTube. You better know it. You can stream and watch us live right now on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. And make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never, ever miss a show. Telly, someone asked, woo-hoo! Excuse me, this is live radio. Bless me.
Bless you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, thank you. Good morning, y'all. Like Tommy on Martin, no one knew what his job was. Telly, I'm sure listeners want to know your government name. Is it Telly? No, is it Tell, like Telly Levon, Telonius, Tell Anthony, Telephon, Teletruth, Television? Have a great day.
Well, I'm not sure how that relates to Tommy, because Tommy didn't have a job. I at least you know I at least got a job. But to clear this up, you and most people that aren't over the age of 50 will understand this, but if you're under the age of 50, go ask your parents. I was named after an actor named Telly Savalas. And he was a Greek dude. He used to have a show called a detective show, and he went by Kojak. And so my mom really liked him, and that's who she named me after. So Telly is my government name. That's my real name, not shortened for anything.
Telly.
So there it is.
That's it. T-E-L-L-Y. And yes, we are live on YouTube. Watch us now. Now, before break, I asked the question about lotion before we get into the first day of school here in Milwaukee. Akpan says, OG Baby Magic. I forgot about OG Baby Magic. That is a good lotion. Thank you. Thank you, Akpan. Thank you for reminding us, OG Baby Magic. Now, as we're talking about lotion, because this morning heading to the studio, I saw so many of our future leaders as they're starting their first day at school today. The MPS academic school year begins today. Shout out to all the students and all the parents and educators, because I'm gonna tell y'all right now, these kids, Telly, if they get graded just based on looks alone, they gonna have a very successful year. These kids look good. I'm talking about.
Didn't you used to love DT the first day of school?
What?
Like, you had your outfit picked out for about the past week, laying there, like, man, I'm gonna hit him with this the first day.
Kill him at school tomorrow.
Right.
I'm gonna kill him. I'm telling you, your kicks are fresh. You got a haircut, and I mean, so to me, I remember that as being like one of the like. Cool. It was almost like Christmas, because any other time you don't just get new clothes and things to wear. So, that first day, you trying to kill them with all the freshest stuff that you have.
And then
by the third day, you wear the same old stuff you wear from last year.
You're like, man, bump these clothes. Now, did y'all grow up? I think I know the answer for our generation. Let me ask Ricky. Did you have school clothes and house clothes? Like when you come home from school, you took your school clothes off. You had that.
We called them play clothes.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was
play
clothes. House clothes.
Yeah, you got school clothes. Yeah, then you got play clothes. Like, boy, take them school clothes off.
Play shoes too.
Oh, you had play. See, that's funny, because my grandma called them, put your house clothes on when you get home from school. Change and put your house clothes on.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Same.
So I just want to make sure, because I know if your parents are in my house, if my mom or dad came home. Because remember, most of the Gen Xers, which is like Telly and I's age, we were latchkey kids, which means when we came home from school, we would reach up underneath the doormat, get that key, get into the house, start doing our homework, our chores. But you best not have your school clothes on when your parents or your parent came home. That's like a death wish.
No bueno. No bueno.
Well, yes, today tens of thousands of students are going to be pouring into the Milwaukee public schools as we kick off a new school year. Now, for the 2024-25 school year, MPS has moved away from two school calendars to a single district-wide calendar. So things that you need to know as you're getting your incredibly gifted, smart, talented, successful students ready for this academic year. Things you should know. Now, also keep in mind, the bus pickup and drop off times will not be affected by the change. but the district does expect to save money on transportation under one calendar. Now, see, I'm not even going to go there about saving money with MPS. Now, they ain't need to say all that. Now, are you for real? Look, I'm telling you, I'm trying to be nice. We're going to say. Let me just stick to the facts. All right. This is not about MPS in terms of the board. This is about our babies, our future leaders. There's also, as we all know, an interim superintendent. So we have MPS interim superintendent Galvin. It's Eduardo Galvin. The district is also implementing a culture, climate, and alternatives to suspension toolkit for the very first time in the history of MPS. And the toolkit will focus on things like community building, social, emotional learning, and mediation, which I think is very, very healthy. So y'all just be on the lookout for our babies this morning, whether they're their first day of kindergarten all the way up until senior year. Let's show some love for our MPS students that are starting today. Also, school resource officers, as we had reported last week, will make a comeback. However, it will probably be more later in the fall this year, following a state mandate. And the district is as we know, it's a little late, a little slow on some of these things. But here's the reality. We got to still love on our students. We got to still love on our educators, teachers, and parents. So this is not the time to focus on the politics. This is the time that we focus on our babies, our MPS students, and making sure they have what they need to feel good about heading back to school this morning.
Absolutely, DT. That is the thing that it should be the priority all the time, but clearly that is not the case. And when politics get in the way, but the main concern are these kids. These students did not ask to be in this position. And what is going on at the district and administrative levels, they have absolutely nothing to do with that. What they have something to do with is just trying to get the best education they can possibly get and give them an opportunity to. It's the first day. There's always going to be a lot of optimism, a lot of excitement, because you don't know what this school year can bring. And so give them the opportunity to have that experience. Don't, you know, the first day we're talking about all of this stuff that clearly they had nothing to do with. So the main objective, the most important thing right now, are these students, getting them off on the right foot to this school year.
Absolutely. Speaking of school year and getting ready, as we were talking about, what kind of lotion are we using? I believe we have our beloved Black Conscious. Black Conscious, thank you for your patience. You were live with DT and Telly. I understand you have a comment about lotion.
Knowledge is self and good health. So, three things real quick, because I know you're getting ready for Eric Dump to come on and do that interview. Gold Bond is my go-to lotion. It's a 3-in-1, and it works phenomenally for us Black men. Also, Telly, you remember this. If you read, Vaseline was used because we ran out of lotion quick. And Vaseline was there, Mom grabbed it. But you probably don't. But when you ran out of Vaseline, they went to cooking grease.
Oh
no!
They sure
we didn't
did.
Make it there.
They sure yeah, did.
Like, I wasn't walking. I wasn't about to be walking around smelling like catfish. No,
no.
I'd be ashy.
Hold on. Not only smelling like catfish, but have little pieces of cornmeal across your head or something.
No, yeah, no.
Now, the real talk, all parents that's here listening to the Truth Radio, it's now time to get off the sidelines. Go to these schools, meet these teachers. Don't take this opportunity to sleep all day.
That's right.
Because your kids are. You're going to have plenty of time for that. Go meet the teachers. Go see the classroom. More importantly, go check on the curriculum that these schools are giving our students so you are aware and you can protest early on if you see foulness. Get off the sideline. Now is the time to participate. Because as you can see, monetarily, they ain't doing so good. So they might not be as good as, you know, with the curriculums and the teaching. That's my two cents. Live righteous, Milwaukee. Peace, y'all.
All right. Thank you so much, Black Conscious. Telly, I agree with Black Conscious when he stated, you know, this is the time that we really transfer our focus on the students versus the politics. We've been reporting since January of this year regarding the MPS administration. And again, like, I know our students deserve the best access to a quality education. Mm-hmm. And so let's just be mindful of that as we start this school year.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know Black Conscious said another thing, too. This is not the time to just sleep and let them go to school. Go meet them. Go be involved. Well, I'm just saying,
you know,
because
Black
here's the thing,
like,
DT. Shoo!
Soon they leave the house.
Break time.
What? You don't have to call. Get the Usher video to back from YouTube. Put your robe on. I'm with y'all, sisters.
Yeah, but I thought about it, DT, and there are several organizations. It's not just Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated that is doing this, but there's a lot of, especially Black men, that will go to these different schools and help greet these students and wish them well through the school year. And that's good motivation. That's what I was thinking when he was saying, go up there, like it's the first day, but you know, just let them know, hey, we're behind you. This is, you know, it may get challenging at times, but we got your back. You know,
and you know what?
I think kids see that.
I love how brothers greet the students. And I think, Telly, that should be something that's at minimum quarterly versus just the first day. I think they should identify three more times to greet the students. Just do a check-in and be like, hey, we ain't forgot about y'all. We here. So let's maybe consider if we can increase it from one time of the academic school year, i.e. the first day, to maybe, you know, three or four times during the academic school year. Let me know what you think, Truth Nation. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. When we come back from break, we got a lot in store for y'all, including an exclusive live interview with former President Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with Billy on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Tuesday, September 3rd. Telly, we didn't got so caught up with it being the first day for many MPS or all MPS students today. We forgot it's also the first of the month.
It is.
Man.
It's first of the month. Ooh. There's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on, y'all. Now, we've been talking about, if you're just tuning in, good morning, first and foremost. Hope your extended holiday was great. You got a lot of rest. You had good times with family and friends. As we kick off the new week, we've been talking about also the new academic school year has started within MPS. So MPS students, I'm sure today, are excited, maybe even a little bit nervous, but this is the time where we as leaders, as parents, as educators, support our students. Now, on the Truth Talk and Text line, we've got a lot coming in about both how we're going to support our students this academic year, as well as what lotion, because apparently this morning when I was walking to the studio, I saw kids glowing. They were shining. They are ready to win. So Ricky and Telly put me up on game and said, look, it's all about the Vaseline. We've had some other folks call in and tell us what type of lotion to use on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. Stacy says, before lotion, moms would slap a little Noxzema on us, boy or girl, and quote, it'll take the rustiness off, boy, she would tell us.
Look, that'd take more than the rustiness off. Like I was telling you, I thought Noxzema was for acne, not ashy.
Hey, whatever it takes. Martin says, good morning, DT and Telly. First day is very important. It sets the tone for the rest of the year. Could not agree with you more, Martin. And you know, that's another thing. And Truth Nation, I did not do a great job of this. And man, you talk about just reflecting and saying, man, I wish I would have done that differently. Parents, let's stop yelling at our kids in the morning, because how we talk to our children in the morning, it's going to determine and dictate how they operate for the rest of the school day. Quit yelling at your kids at night before they go to bed. How do you expect them to get a good sleep or a good rest if they getting cursed out before they go to bed? And look at Telly, he's having all kinds of flashbacks. And I'm guilty.
Yeah.
So I want to publicly apologize because I know a lot of times, you know, you'll be like, hey, it's time to go to bed. Get your stuff right. I don't want to be rushing in the morning. Blah, blah, blah. The butt. And then in the morning, hey, the butt. Are y'all right? Like, we got to stop yelling at our kids. Because if we want them to truly have a day where they're productive, how we start their day as parents by yelling at them, that's not going to help. It's not a good look.
Yeah. And then on top of that, we also have to consider, DT, that when they are up and you are yelling at them and they flustered and and they end up getting an attitude, guess who that attitude is taken out on?
Their teachers. I feel you, brother.
Of course, this is, you know, a lot of new knowledge to me with my wife being a teacher and her telling me the stories, but it makes a lot of sense that if you start your kids off morning on a nice positive note or whatever, they're going to go to school. It's like, man, okay, I'm ready to go and learn and be with my friends and this, that, and the other. But if you always getting, you know, yelled at and they riding down on you, it's like, I mean, you're going to be mad. You're going to always feel like, golly.
What'd you say, Telly? Hey, get all your stuff together. By the way, have a great day. I love you. Okay. I felt the love in that one.
Exactly.
Also, versus asking your children, how was your day today? Because you know when you ask, come on, Telly, if as a student, if I was your mom and I said, Telly, how was your day today? What you going to say? What's going to be your knee-jerk reaction?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, or this is the one I used to love. What'd you learn today? That I don't like school.
Right.
That's what I learned today. How about that? So we got to get more creative.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah. with just connecting with our children before, or our students before they start their day at school. Because how you start your day, it's so important in terms of how your day will go. So I get it, especially to the single black moms, because, you know, I apologize publicly to both my children because I was that mama that would, you know, I'm trying to get ready for work. I'm trying to make sure they're ready. I'm trying to make sure breakfast is, you know, look, that healthy, nutritious Pop-Tart, sugar saturated with fat breakfast was was ready to go. So
it was on point. It was hot.
Hey. And what I used to really, it's the little things. My kids would take, because the Pop-Tarts, the wrappers, there's two in the wrapper. And they would try to do a hybrid and open up one package of one Pop-Tart flavor and then open another one. And I see, these things would just set me off. But y'all do better. Don't be like DT was. We're not going to start our kids' day off by yelling at them. We're going to give them words of encouragement. Gene on our Truth Talk and text line. In terms of making sure your kids have that special glow this week, Aquaphor. It's like Vaseline, but better. That's what Gene said. Aquaphor. Have you heard of? Oh, I have heard of Aquaphor. That's the white container with the blue and red. Is that the Aquaphor? No? Telly, you got nothing?
No, I got nothing on that one. I ain't never heard of Aquaphor. It was either cocoa butter or Vaseline. It wasn't It wasn't too many options for me. So
now I know some of our non-black listeners are wondering, why is this such a big topic? Trust and believe, you do not want to be the crusty kid at school, okay? You don't want to be the ashy kid at school. You don't want to be the crusty kid at school.
No, not a good look.
I'll allow it.
And then, especially the darker you were, the ash really shows up. So, I always had to make sure my elbows, my knees when I wore shorts. Your lips. You got to make sure you don't got crusty lips either.
Oh, man. But get the crust on the side too, y'all. These are all essential things that you got to make sure. Before you leave the house, look in the mirror and say, do I look how I feel?
And that's the double truth.
That's all I'm saying. But yes, because in all defense for the light-skinned black folks out there that are listening, team yellow, team red bone. Now, Telly, he's a little bit more chocolate. So yes, him and Ricky, they got that chocolate ash if they don't put lotion on. What's even worse about light-skinned folks, and I'm a fellow red bone, we turn gray. Okay? If we ashy, it's gray. It's crusty, it's ashy. can tell his face. Y'all go to YouTube. It's just not a good look if you're a red bone and ashy. That's all I'm saying. So whether
you put me on game. Because I just thought light-skinned people didn't get ashy.
Are you serious?
Because you can hide it.
Are you serious?
I thought that too.
Light-skinned bones?
Yeah.
Look, yellow people, red bones, call in right now, y'all, and educate. Because if it comes from me, it's a little bit, 833-212-1017. We come back for break. I need all my light-skinned folks. Put Telly
Thank
and Ricky,
you, Ricky
up on game. Because the ash for us, it's worse. It's red. It's gray.
But you,
it's crusty.
You got a stare, though.
It's all kind of colors. It's phases. All right, y'all. When we come back, we're going to get into some interesting headlines, including the NFL season kicks off this week. Also, as we focus more on the presidential election, we got to start talking about also voting. Okay, so because right now, black folks, we are registering to vote more than we have when Obama was on the presidential ticket, well as interesting conversation with HR took place. A woman records a conversation with HR. We're going to get into that as well. Again, stay locked in. We're going to make this a great Tuesday for y'all. Get your day started off right. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Man, y'all are not playing this morning, Truth Nation. Telly and I, we just love you. We love you so much. Y'all are just giving us all the smoke, all the heat. I'm borrowing Tori, our brother Tori Lowe. All the smoke, all the heat. Powerful.
Powerful.
Powerful. What's up, Tori Lowe? I know Tori is not up right now because that man, I just don't think he's human. He is just constantly serving, advocating, helping, supporting, leading. I tell Tori all the time, I don't see him a lot, but when I do, I'd be like, are you resting? Tori.
Yeah, it's important.
If you are listening, go to sleep. Get your rest, brother. All right. We've been talking about the start of the new academic school year within MPS. Our future leaders, our students, our babies, however you want to classify them, are starting today. There's a lot that's going to be happening over the next 2 months, in addition to new school year, which means extracurricular activities, sports. Sports is going to kick off later this week in football. We're going to talk about that later this week. Most importantly, let me say it differently, just as important, but for some, most importantly, please, y'all, please make sure that you are registered to vote. Whomever you want to vote for, whomever you're leaning more towards, this country, our nation, is getting closer and closer every day to one of the most pivotal elections in the history of this country. And so it's going to be very important that we stay informed, we support others, we make sure that everybody is registered to vote. Now, in addition to being registered to vote, we want to make sure that on September the 12th, that we tune in, and we're going to talk more about ways that you can learn more about the voting process, as well as making sure that you are registered to vote. Because again, this country is facing the most pivotal and critical election in the country. Speaking of which, right now, we are joined live by the 45th President of the United States, former President Donald Trump. We are joined live this morning with his third child, his son, Mr. Eric Trump. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Hey guys. Good to be back on. I wish I was there with you in Wisconsin.
Hey, whenever you want to come back, Eric, we're here waiting on you. Thank you again for joining us.
I would love it.
So speaking of which, you were here last, in July for the Republican National Convention. We're going to get straight to this, Eric. How are you feeling? How is your father's campaign feeling? How's your father feeling about where we are right now in this campaign since the RNC?
Yeah. Guys, we feel really good. I mean, I think we spoke a little bit about this last time when we were obviously sitting there together in person. But, you know, the country's getting more and more unaffordable. Dreams are slipping away in this country. Everybody feels it. There isn't a single person listening to us right now. I mean, you know, get rid of all the noise and fluff about politics for a second. But there isn't a single person listening to us right now who can afford anything in this country, right? I mean, right now, somebody's filling up their gas, and it's three times as expensive as under my father. They're, you know, trying to buy a home, you know, mortgage rates are 8% versus 2.5% under my father. Inflation, you know, is 6, 7, 8, you know, 9% under my father is 1.4%. The cost of bacon, the cost of eggs, the cost of absolutely everything. And guys, these aren't expenses that you can negotiate, right? I mean, you can't negotiate auto insurance. You need it. You can't negotiate home insurance. You need it. You can't negotiate your utility bills. And the price of everything is crushing people. And, you know, you've got an administration right now that comes out and says, yes, well, you know, on day one, we're going to focus on the prices. And everybody in the country universally is sitting there saying, where have you guys been? Where have you been over the last 3.5 years as everybody in this country has gotten absolutely crushed? And people are feeling it. And people think that they've been lied to. Joe Biden is sitting on a beach right now while my father is laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery for, you know, the third year anniversary of Abbeygate. You know, they're not working. They're not fighting. There's chaos in the Middle East. There's chaos all over the place. You've got, you know, Venezuelan gangs right now in Colorado who are kicking Americans out of their homes, out of housing projects right now and just taking them over, and they're not doing a damn thing about it. I mean, our country is falling into chaos and lawlessness and total disorder. People can't live the American dream. People can't afford to live. People haven't gotten pay increases in this country at all. I mean, you know, wage growth in this country has been stagnant. You know, so you can have a party that goes out there and promises everything to everyone, but people in their heart know exactly what's happening right now. They can feel it. And I don't think they're going to be fooled by people who promise to do something different when the very people that are promising to do something different are the ones in power right now.
Eric, thanks for joining us again. We are joined with Eric Trump. And Eric, when we spoke during the RNC, it was a time where there was an assassination attempt on your father's life, and he had an arguably large lead in every poll over sitting President Joe Biden. Now things have changed. The race has gotten tighter. What adjustments do your father and the Trump campaign, what adjustments are being made to maybe get some more separation in the polls?
Yeah, guys, listen, I think you see the separation right now. I mean, obviously, when we were together, you know, it was a couple of days before Joe Biden got ousted, you know, for lack of a better term. And then there was certainly a honeymoon period. And I think that's faded, and I think it's faded awfully quickly, right? It's really hard for somebody to go out there. First of all, their convention didn't do that well, right? But it's really hard for somebody to go out there and say, hey, I'm going to take care of the border. My first day, I'm going to take care of the border. When you've had 13 million people come in under your watch, when your borders are, there's, you know, minority communities all over the country, and just communities in general, but especially minority communities who are sitting there saying, you know, there are 13 million people who came into this country who are now, you know, and by the way, certain cities are allowing this, who are now taking our homes, they're now taking housing. You know, we've been on lists to get certain housing for, you know, for years, and now all of a sudden people are jumping to the top of the list, and they just came over, you know, an imaginary border, you know, 2 weeks ago. I said in my RNC speech, guys, I think you and I talked about this because, you know, when we spoke, but I mean, you literally have veterans in this country who are sleeping under bridges, and you have illegal immigrants who are being housed in the most expensive hotels in New York City on taxpayer dollars. Like, that's not fair. That's not fair. And the very people who are putting together these policies are the people who are running. And then they come out and they lie to the American people and say, hey, we're going to take this very seriously. It's well, if you're going to take this very seriously, then, you know, why didn't you start, you know, 3.5 years ago? If you're going to take it very seriously, when my father built the wall, he built 600 miles of wall. But he had the rest of the steel constructed, right? The rest of the steel was all built and it was laying there. All they needed to do is effectively stand it upright. You know, why did you sell it for scrap metal? You know, why were you flying people into the country in the middle of the night on private planes? And, you know, this hurts everybody in this country, but it certainly hurts minority communities probably disproportionately more. And they better answer for it. And I think it's one of the reasons that you see the support sway as much as it has toward my father, from communities that historically just haven't supported the Republican Party. It's because of this. It's because of the wages. I just spoke about it. You know, it's because of the cost of everything. You know, people are losing the American dream in this country. There's no question about it. Our standing on the world stage is diminishing in so many regards. We're being laughed at all around the world. And you've got countries like China who want to take over the number one position. They want to take it over, and they want to take it over desperately, guys. You know, they want to be the language of the world. They want to be the currency of the world. You know, and we're not doing a damn thing about it. I mean, we're debating whether or not 6'5", you know, women should be, you know, men should be able to swim in women's collegiate sports. It's, you know, these have been the topics of focus over the last 3.5 years, not how do we make Americans wealthy? How do we make Americans prosper? How do we make sure that everybody can take a great vacation? How do we make sure that, you know, people's wages vastly, vastly, vastly outpace inflation? The exact opposite is happening right now.
We are joined live with Eric Trump, son of former President Donald Trump, who is the Republican national candidate for the president of the United States. Now, Eric, we so appreciate your time. We know you're busy. Are you able to just hold for this next break and we come back? I just have one more question because I know you're very busy. You've got to move on to the next thing.
Absolutely, guys. Okay. It'd be my honor.
Thank you so much, Eric. When we come back, we're going to ask Eric Trump, why should Black Americans vote for former President Donald Trump during this upcoming presidential election? When we come back, stay tuned. We're going to hear more from Eric Trump, son of former president and current Republican national candidate for president of the United States. Stay locked in. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.